Invite Harry Kerr to the front today for our sermon time on this Veterans Day. We are pleased that Harry has agreed to a dialogue sermon with me last night and three times this morning. Go ahead and have a seat, Harry. Command Sergeant Major Harry Kerr began his military career in 1969 with the United States Marine Corps, serving in Vietnam with the 1st Marines of the 1st Marine Division, and with the 7th Marines. He joined the Minnesota Army National Guard in 1973. In 1990, he volunteered for Desert Shield and went to active duty during Desert Storm, serving as Command Sergeant Major. He retired in July 1994 as the Command Sergeant Major of the 1st Brigade, 34th Infantry Division. He's been decorated for combat valor and combat wounds. He served 30 years with the Olmsted County Sheriff's Office, retiring as a captain. He taught at Rochester Community College for 21 years. He and his wife, Cindy, have 6 children and 6 granddaughters. Thanks so much, Harry, for being with us this morning. On Veterans Day a few years ago, I heard you speak so eloquently of heroes in your life. What is it that makes a hero for you?
Well, I think a hero is someone that does the right thing for no return. They're not expecting anything in return for what they've done for somebody else.
And in the church, we always lift up Jesus as one who has served without expectation of return. What are some examples of people like that in your life?
Oh, I have to go back to my parents. My mother was a waitress for 30 years, worked long hours, and I think we lived half the time on just her tips. My dad was a police officer with the city of Rochester and for 20-some years, and that was a hard life for him and then for us. So my mother was a hero because she showed us just hard work and to do things for others just because it was the right thing to do. My dad, on the other hand, was a World War II veteran, Peleliu, Tarawa, Iwo Jima, Guadalcanal, Okinawa, and then got called back into the Korean War and was at the frozen Chosun Reservoir with Chesty Puller. I think he brought home a lot of anger. He was an alcoholic, sometimes a violent household. I didn't understand him until I went into combat myself and saw some of those things. So my mother taught me a lot of good things, to do the right thing, and I learned from my father's wrong things not to do those things. And I think those are heroes in my life from long ago.
And I think you've talked about some teachers that were important to you as well.
Yes, I got done with the VA hospital outpatient stuff and joined the guard in 73, and then I joined the Olmsted County Sheriff's Office in 74. And I went back to finish one of my degrees, and first day in class it was 20th century history, and Tom Ostrom was the professor, and he's writing up on the blackboard. And it was a blackboard then. And he had a sport coat on, and he reaches down in his pocket on his sport coat, and he does something that we can't see. And then he reaches down again and does something to his arm that we can't see. And he turned around and he said, "See, Kyle!" and all of a sudden Hitler was before us, and we were studying that period. And I love the way that he made history come alive so that you listened and learned. And I wanted to be a teacher like that, and I got to be that professor at the college.
Heroes can be people who are very close to us, like parents and teachers. Mm-hmm. I'm in awe of people who literally give their lives in the service of others. You have done that certainly as a Marine and as an employee of the Olmsted County Sheriff's Office. What led you to a life of service?
Well, I think just seeing other people and amazed at the things that they did. Since the first time I was wounded in 1969, I felt every day after that was an extra day. And I always tried to find somewhere that I could do something for someone other than myself. And so what I saw on the battlefield where, like Bruno M. DeLuca saved my life twice, and the second time he was wounded, I only had the opportunity to save his life once. And the sacrifice that you see of other people, as a deputy sheriff and a detective, I saw also the horrors not only from combat but in our own community with homicides we investigated, such as the Brom case where the whole family was killed by a son, or a headless case where you found a body of a mother and a son in plastic bags. I saw the horror of what man can do to man. And yet I also saw the good that comes out of tragedy, shootings that we see so often, and yet you see the heroes that come out of those tragedies, that put their life ahead of somebody else's, that step in for no reason and do the right thing and save someone's life.
In our reading from John today, we hear Jesus say, "No one has greater love than this, but to lay down one's life for one's friends." What does that mean to a veteran, maybe even more importantly, to a father and to a grandfather?
Oh, wow. My first night in Vietnam, we were attacked, and of course they said we weren't going to. That's Murphy's Law. And in the morning, I sat on that foxhole holding what was left of my 19-year-old friend, thinking of his 19-year-old wife and their newborn baby. And real quick, we saw life given in the service of country. And so I think that I know that in students, I would tell my students at the Law Enforcement Academy, Alex, you should expect that I would give my life to save yours. And I would expect that you would give your life to save mine. But the way it goes down is the way we tell it. Don't expect me to lie for you.
There is honor in that. You know, you have talked about your sense of fatherhood and how that is such an important part of the sacrifice that you offer.
Family. Wow. You know, probably the biggest accomplishment in my life, and probably in many of yours, it isn't the accolades, and it isn't where you've done and what you've done. It's our family. My wife, Cindy, is the love of my life. She is the honorable person that I can always go and talk to, and she'll tell me the truth back. Sometimes that hurts. Our 6 children have gone on to do things, and we must have taught them right, because they all do things to give back without thinking of anything, expecting anything in return. And the worst thing that's happened in our life, the one thing that I would change, is it'll be 10 years now that we lost our youngest. Our son, Christopher. And like you, I would give my life to have him back.
Absolutely. And Christopher was on the staff of Bethel Lutheran Church for a time. We really enjoyed his contributions to the workings of this church. Mm-hmm. In our Philippians reading, we are told to think about those things that are honorable and pure. How does that work out in the values of the heroes that you hold in your life?
Oh, I think honor, it's like integrity. If you give up your integrity, you might as well just walk away from what you're doing. I know that I have not always been held my faith. I have lost my faith in combat, and I've lost my faith in work at the sheriff's office. And almost lost my faith when we lost our son. But there's always some event, someone, like a pastor, that comes back and renews that faith. And what I find in faith is you get faith in other people and you get hope. And hope for family, hope for our nation, just hope.
You know, I appreciate your honesty in talking about the faith struggles that you have had over your lifetime and your jobs. I suspect almost everyone here has had some faith struggles, incidents in their lives. There probably are fewer of us because of your unique struggles. We don't know what it's like to lose faith in a foxhole or walking into a bar in California where lives are taken by a disturbed man. But you talk about these incidents or people. What would be a bright light for us to hold faith in our day?
Well, my bright light, again, is my wife, Cindy. I just look into her eyes and everything kind of brightens up. I think people, you know, many of the problems that we have in our lives are people, but the most cherished thing in our life are people. Holding on to someone's hand that you love dearly, or holding on to a hand of someone that you've just met and you can feel that bond and the light of life can come through.
Heroes. Many kinds of heroes in our lives. We're grateful to people like you, Harry, who have given of life to family, to community, and to country. On this Veterans Day, would all who are veterans or active serving please stand? You go ahead and stand too, Harry. All of you certainly are amongst the great heroes of our life. In the gospel, Jesus does say, "No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." We sacrifice in many ways. Some have sacrificed a lot of your lives in favor of family. Some have sacrificed for their faith. Others have sacrificed in the way of military, and over 150 years of this congregation, some have given the ultimate sacrifice. To be sure, they have given their entire lives in service of this country so that we might sit here on this morning. On this day we give thanks. May we also dedicate our lives to service, even as our Lord came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Amen. Thank you, Command Sergeant Major.